Much of the east side of Washington and Oregon got another blast of snow recently. All the snow that's been on the ground for 6 weeks has some experts wondering how life will shake out for stressed flora and fauna. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Right now, in the northwest high desert, the biscuit root should be ready to bloom. Pregnant ground squirrels should be up to the surface, munching fresh shoots. That's not happening.
Certain animals that hibernate during the winter, they're sort of coming out and trying to regain their nutrition after being hibernating for a long time.
That's Heidi Newsom, a wildlife biologist for the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service out of Burbank, Washington. Lately, Newsom says she's been worrying about tiny threatened ground squirrels.
So the ground squirrels usually come up in January and breed, and then they go back under for a little while, but then the females, when they're pregnant, need to be able to reach a lot of the high-protein plants that are growing in the early spring.
Larger animals, too, like elk and deer, are spending a lot of energy digging through the crusty snow to reach any green. And Newsom says people have been bringing her dead juvenile hawks. She inspects them. The cause of death? Starvation. Migrating birds, too, like the sandhill cranes, are getting stressed. Flying north from Mexico, they usually stop over in this part of Washington for a refuel on their way to Alaska. But the birds are finding few bugs, green shoots, or leftover grain in the snow-covered fields. And free-flowing water is hard to find, too.
Look at that. They're just beautiful.
Mike Denny's an avid birder. He slings binocs and a massive camera around his neck. He shows me one of his favorite crane-spotting places. It's a cornfield on a back road just outside of Richland, Washington.
Are you worried about these guys?
Well, they're stressed because typically we have much warmer weather this time of year. And so this unseasonably cold weather air mass that's here has caused them great stress. And so that's why they're in this old cornfield, is trying to find corn to eat.
All this snow, so late in the season, is this climate change? Kathy Dello, a climatologist with Oregon State University in Corvallis, says this late winter snow is perfectly normal, but
the climate change signal we are seeing is warming winters and just a downward trend in snowpack. When you look at the long-term average, we've been losing snowpack from decade to decade, especially at lower elevations, but we'll still have some of these big snowpack years.
Plant-wise, all this snow means a bumper load of moisture timed just before the warm weather for the scourge of the West, invasive cheatgrass. It's a fast-growing spring grass that crowds out native plants and dries into a dense, brittle carpet. Biologist Newsom says it's bad news.
This is kind of one of those years where if we have this much snow and this much moisture right now, we're probably expecting more cheatgrass and then taller cheatgrass, and so it might lead into a more severe fire season later on in the summer.
The one silver lining about all this snow? Newsom says it could also encourage a dramatic wildflower show when the weather does break. I'm Anna King in Richland.